Activists and campaigners gathered this weekend in Scotland ahead of the G8 meeting of leaders from industrialized nations later this week. Yesterday, protest marches and concerts focused on pressuring the G8 to alleviate third world poverty. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Edinburgh.
Campaigners held what they called the G8 Alternatives Summit, including seminars, workshops, and art shows focused on the environment, poverty, immigration, and the war in Iraq. It followed a day of festive and mostly peaceful protest marches on Saturday. Some 200,000 protesters encircled Edinburgh Castle in a marching human chain. They demanded a doubling of aid, debt relief, and trade justice for Africa. Although many participants were encouraged by their success in mobilizing support, few were optimistic that their efforts would force the G8 leaders to eradicate poverty.
My name is Leon Kuhn, and I'm a political artist. I don't think it will make a lot of difference because the organizers of the march think that if we meekly appeal to these 8 leaders that we're going to soften their hearts and they're going to suddenly, you know, drop all the debt and everything, which is just pie in the sky.
In a parallel effort, 10 cities around the world hosted Live 8 concerts, which lasted late into Saturday night. The Black Eyed Peas got funky in Philadelphia, the Red Elvises rocked Moscow's Red Square, and Paul McCartney sang with U2 in London's Hyde Park. The protests will resume Wednesday when police have agreed to let 5,000 demonstrators get within 500 yards of the summit venue in Glen Eagles. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Edinburgh, Scotland.
Paul McCartney, what a trip!
You too!